Hi there, everyone, and welcome to our next episode of Scholars and Dollars. It's a South Carolina Student Loans attempt at a podcast where we talk to higher education professionals throughout our industry, but more importantly, we talk about how students have access to that education, how we create workforce pathways, those kinds of things that mean something to students in our state. And this is our third podcast. We're very, very excited. I have a lot of reason to be excited about this one. Before we go too far, let me introduce Jared Evans. Jared is with the University of South Carolina's Alumni Association, and we'll get you to tell a bit about yourself first, but I will say this. Ever since I found out what your job title is, I've been trying to change mine. Your title is so much more fun than mine. Give us a little about yourself and what you're about.
Yeah, so I'm from South Carolina. Let's see, two-time alum of USC. So I earned my bachelor's degree in 2012 in sport and entertainment management, and then went back for my MBA in 2017. But I worked for USC's athletics department for about 6 years. After that, I oversaw our Department of Veterans and Military Affairs. I was in the Marine Corps ages ago, and then was just really blessed and fortunate to be able to join the team with the Alumni Association back in December of last year.
Yeah, so we have started a partnership with the Alumni Association for, I would say, about 6 months now, and we've been so excited about the conversation that we've had with you guys. Now, before we go too far, what's your title?
Chief Experience Officer.
Yes, it's a Chief Experience Officer, and I'm so excited about that. I've got to figure out some changes in my mind. So boring, but we've had such a great time with the Alumni Association. Before we get into what you guys do, let me just first of all say it's been a lot of fun, man. I getting to see the things that we can partner with and getting our name out there for one, but more importantly, get to see what you guys do for the students in the state of South Carolina and that have gone to the University of South Carolina. I'll say it's kind of a moment for me because my entire family has spent some time at the University of South Carolina in one way or another, including myself. So when I was thinking about this conversation, I thought, man, I've got to remember to keep this thing confined to the Alumni Association. I could definitely stray from it. We did have a partner with Clemson Life on the other day, and he was having a conversation with us. And the very first thing he said when he walked into my office and saw the USC swag I have hanging out there, he said, "Oh, I feel like that they've put me in a bad place here." But I tried to take care of him. But you're definitely on the home team. That's right. So, Jared, just take us through a little. We'll touch on many aspects of what you guys do, but in theory, for those that have graduated from the University of South Carolina and may not understand exactly what the Alumni Association is about, give us a little of what that experience is that you're trying to create for them.
Absolutely. Well, our core focus is fostering lifelong connections, growth, and success of our alumni, our students, and then also just the greater community of friends of the University of South Carolina. So anything from whether it's events like at tailgates for the football season, working with our 46-plus affiliate clubs across the country where they connect Gamecocks, regardless of where they are, to make sure that they feel like they have a sense of community and belonging. And then it's always good just to socialize with other Gamecocks, you know, if you're in Houston or Seattle or Chicago or wherever you may be. So our volunteers are incredible for us in terms of representing the association and the university. We also do a lot with students. We award close to $230,000 in scholarships every single year, and we engage with students in a variety of ways. You've been in the Pestes Alumni Center. Oh, so going back to events, being able to host events in the Alumni Center, have alumni come back, you know, to essentially their home if they're out of town and they're in Columbia for the weekend for a game or some other event, or maybe they're visiting family or friends, but just providing them with a home so they always have a place to come back to.
Absolutely.
But we're constantly, our entire team, our experienced team, is always trying to be very innovative in our approach in terms of, again, engaging our alumni, our students, and then just that broader network of friends of the university.
I tell you, when we started our conversation with you guys a few months ago, I came back and Destre Capers and I, our outreach director, I said, I don't know what we have to do to partner with these guys, but it's got to happen, because when you mentioned being innovative, I think that's what we try to do here. And it just makes that partnership much more fun. And speaking of fun, Destre is behind this camera. And Destre, if you'll just go ahead and make sure that I understand about the tailgating aspect of how that partnership can work, we'll get that. Yeah. Now, listen, I don't know what the record's going to be, but South Carolina does awesome at tailgating. So I'm an enormous fan of that. So you mentioned the Pastides Center, and I'll say this, you know, I've had the opportunity probably 5 or 10 times now to meet in there for various reasons. And we have had our board meeting there. We've had celebrated anniversaries of the corporation there. And I'll tell you, I think that is an enormous home field advantage for you. There's no doubt about that. It's a beautiful space. Just fairly new, right? I mean, we're only talking a few years ago.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah. I'm an enormous fan of it. I think for our alumni at the University of South Carolina, they can schedule some time to go visit that as well, right?
Absolutely. And if they're members, they get a discount.
There you go.
So if they've got a wedding or a corporate event or whatever that they may want to host inside the Alumni Center, one of their benefits is a discount in the center. So take advantage of that.
Absolutely, they should. Absolutely, they should. I'll say this, you know, as I started working with you guys, it's unbelievable to see how you create the experience from an entering freshman at the University of South Carolina to after graduation as you're welcoming them back as graduate students. I really do appreciate the fact that you mentioned all of the scholarships and things like that that you offer. I'd mention, if for those of you attending, you want to see if you're eligible for one of those scholarships, go to the USC Alumni Association's website and they can check out all of those kind of things as well. So really, one of the things that I have found very interesting is you've been touched by the University of South Carolina in so many different ways. Do you have, I'll give you an example. A favorite memory of mine at the University of South Carolina, and there's tons of them. I mean, I can remember going to football games and basketball games when I was 5, 6 years old. My mother would carry me there. So there's always been a special place there for me. But I graduated in 1992 from Andrew Jackson High School. And Destre makes fun because every time I bring up a conversation, I make sure I bring up Andrew Jackson High School in Kershaw, South Carolina. That's where this accent comes from, guys. It's not learned. I've tried to get rid of it. But the idea would be I graduated from a high school that probably had 120 people in the graduating class. And so I bounced around a bit, went to Spartanburg Methodist College for a second, on to USC Lancaster. And then when I got to USC Columbia, I was taking a business class. And I walked into the BA building, and sitting in that auditorium, I thought, there are twice as many people in this class as there is in my high school graduating class. It's definitely an experience. I think it's just one of those things that I can remember. That and trying to find parking, right? There's always a parking thing. Yeah. Do you have anything over your time, whether it be working here or attending?
Hard thing would be narrowing it down. I do remember I was an intern. This is 2010 when we beat number one Alabama when they came into town. I was interning with IMG, and they sell all of our corporate sponsorships for athletics. So I was on the field for that game. So that was a really cool experience, just seeing the fans, the stadium go absolutely insane. 2 years ago when we beat Tennessee, that was actually for the military appreciation game. And that was when I was still with our Department of Veterans and Military Affairs. So we do a lot throughout that game, and certainly during halftime, to recognize our veterans and military service members. And so watching, Kyle Carpenter was one of our guests, and he's an alum and Medal of Honor recipient. And when everybody stormed the field after that game, he grabbed his wife and his little brother, and he was like, hey, I've got to take part of this. And I said, get out here, have fun. There's just been so many. What's really neat and I guess rewarding is being able to interact with students and then watch them graduate and walk across that stage and then go on and be successful in whatever industry or career field they're pursuing. And then you hear from them a couple of years later, and or you see them on LinkedIn and they've got a promotion or whatever it may be. So that, I think, is, you know, a really rewarding aspect to being associated with the university and getting to engage with students and alumni and their families, their family.
And just you guys have an opportunity to build a relationship that's a lifetime relationship with someone. I think, you know, higher education is so important, still is. Regardless of what conversations you hear on the news, higher education is absolutely a wonderful pathway that I think breeds success, puts people in a better place. I know it's very nice that you guys are on the side that you get to see what that career pathway looks like, what that higher education meant to so many students. And, you know, at South Carolina Student Loan, we've tried to build ways that they can access their education. And I think oftentimes people confuse access with outcome. We've got to make sure that we tie both of those things together. We want to make sure that that experience while they're in school is so important and they enjoy themselves, but get the education that they're looking for. And then they can get out, be active participants in the Alumni Association with good careers and things like that. So what you guys do is so wonderful. Tell us, just, you know, speaking of how large that class was that many years ago, I'm not even going to get involved in how long ago it was. That's why I shaved. My beard's gray. How large is the Alumni Association? How many members are we talking about?
Well, we have over 280,000 alum just from USC Columbia, you know, our main campus. Obviously, we're a system campus.
Sure.
But just from Columbia, I mean, over 285,000 alumni. Membership usually, you know, it goes up and down depending on the year, but we can call it in the ballpark of 15,000 or so.
It's an amazing thing. I'll say this, man. One of the things that I was looking at when we trying to figure out some things that we could talk about, and the theory of USC alumni becoming members of the association and why it can be so important, because you start gaining access to a lot of those contacts, a lot of those people from a career aspect, very important. But there's also some mentorship aspects to what you all do as the Alumni Association. Can you tell us a bit about what that looks like?
And that's actually the perfect almost bridge in terms of how the association connects alumni and students. But we do have a mentorship hub platform. I know I wouldn't be where I'm at if it weren't for two specific mentors that have been with me throughout my career. So I've lived firsthand the impact that mentorship can have. But through this platform, alumni, you know, again, regardless of where they're at, either around the country or around the world, they can directly give back by volunteering just their time to connect with a current student and to provide him or her advice, guidance, direction, just be a sounding board for them. And so that's something that is a top priority of ours at the association. And we're, again, innovation, we're constantly thinking of ways to innovate that platform and that connection point for our alumni and our students. But it's very successful. The students that go through it, they certainly, I think, see the benefit and the value out of it. And I know our alumni, you know, if they're at the point in their career where they can give back their time by helping the future success of a current student, it's very rewarding for them as well.
It has to be rewarding on that side of the house also. We're all dealing with higher education and have different roles in it. And I think one of the things that I can say with all honesty is that graduation is very important, obviously, in moving that career pathway along. But experiences through time really grow who you are. And I think those mentors have those experiences, and to be able to share those with recent graduates is something that they can obviously give back to and be so meaningful as we're talking to those students and those students are working towards graduation. Talking about how large the Alumni Association is and the just sheer number of alumni that the University of South Carolina has. My wife and I, it's been several years ago now, we were in New York City vacationing with my cousins. And we were hanging out. We were going to go try to find somewhere to eat and try to find a place to have a drink and watch some television. And we walk into this place that I had no idea what I was walking into or why. But I look around and there's this University of South Carolina swag everywhere. And I'm like, what have I done? I'm losing it a bit here. I'm sitting in the middle of New York City. And so we start having this conversation. And the guy says, well, you know, we have bars and restaurants all around the country for people to come that are dedicated to the University of South Carolina. We happen to be the one at in New York City for that. So
the Mason jar?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. All right. You know what I'm talking about. So here's the thing, and I told him, and this is, I think, what New York City thinks of the University of South Carolina. I looked around there, and I had to tell him, I was like, this is wonderful. I'm going to sit in here and hang out with you, but there was hay bales everywhere. I was like, that is not necessarily all South Carolina has. It's not all hay bales, but
we're not Columbia.
Not Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah. Now, if I would have carried him back to my hometown, he would have seen him, but that was a lot of fun. So there's really ways and areas all around our nation that Alumni Association impacts and those students can see.
Huh? I had a similar experience in Austin. I went out to Austin with my wife and she was working the entire weekend. So I had the entire city to myself, and it was a football weekend. So I called, this was probably 6 years ago, called the Alumni Association, said, hey, I'm in Austin. Who's the local club chapter rep? They got me in touch with the individual, and then he told me exactly where to go for the game, for the watch party. And it was great because I was able to hang out with a bunch of Gamecocks in Austin. Didn't know a single soul.
Yeah.
But it was a great experience. Had a great time.
That's like having family everywhere. I'm an enormous fan. That's the entire association is filled with what is your brothers and sisters that have graduated from there. They all understand where you came from and what you do. Yeah. So you can find something to have a good conversation around. So, so, you know, as far as how we can get these students involved in the Alumni Association, those students that have graduated, if they're interested in participating, becoming members.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about that.
Well, we have the Student Alumni Association, and then we also have the leadership group within them called the Garnet Circle. So students can always get involved that way. You know, something we were really excited about this summer in our partnership with y'all was bringing back senior send-offs. So giving us an opportunity in the summer to connect with incoming freshmen, again, their parents, their family members, and then have you talk about mentorship, have alumni at these events as well, you know, connecting with these incoming students and their parents. And the engagement was just so organic and so genuine. We had one in Charlotte, Charleston, Greenville. We actually have a club in Richmond, hosting one on August 8th. And that was obviously through a partnership with y'all, but then also, you know, we work with admissions on campus. We work with parent and family programs on campus. And so we're really excited about how those went this summer and already looking forward to plan those again for next year. But just being able to connect with them even before they take that first step on campus as a student and make sure they're aware of, you know, what it is the Alumni Association does and how we can hopefully be a value add to them.
Well, I think one of the things the Alumni Association is a tool, and there's tons of them. I think one of the things that students, you know, 18 or 19-year-old kids leaving home for the first time don't realize is how many opportunities they have in front of them that they may not know. Career Services Centers, the Alumni Association. It's unbelievable the amount of access that they had. And this is one of the reasons why we do this podcast, is that we want to make sure that the students in South Carolina understand that there's someone that you can have a conversation with, right? If you're having a problem, things going good, things going bad, whatever those things are in your college life, there's somebody that's there for you that can help. And I think alumni are the perfect way to do it. They've been through that, right? So I will say this, you guys can't take that one away from us. Our outreach team loved going to hang out in those kinds of places with you guys. So we look forward to those events and any other partnership that we can do to help get your information out there, what you're about. Hopefully this is going to have millions of viewers, right? And then we'll and make sure that people know how to get in contact with you. Know what the Alumni Association is, and then take a look at some of those tools and things that you guys offer. If you're in school, if you're at the University of South Carolina, be sure to take a look at those scholarships and things that the Alumni Association has. If you had one thing to tell students that are attending the university, I'll put you on the spot now because this is, if you had one thing, if there was one piece of guidance that you could look at for an 18, 19-year-old kid that's coming to hang out with us for a while, what would that be?
Enjoy it. Enjoy it and get involved. I think the more students can get involved, the better prepared they are for once they, again, graduate, walk across that stage. And then they will, without a doubt, be set up for success post-graduation.
Absolutely. I was making my notes this morning when I was trying to get a bit prepared for this thing. And one of the things, I started looking at your website and started writing down stuff, and I started thinking, now, you know, what was my experience at the University of South Carolina like? And I started thinking how big it was, and
yeah.
You know, and but how small it gets, right? You the friends that you make there become people that you'll spend the rest of your life with, right? And I just think, I wrote down in my notes, the thing that I thought about in my head was college life is short.
It's,
right?
It's,
I mean, you get, I was thinking, we were looking at the camera and I thought, good gracious, who's that old guy right there? But that's part of it. I just think, you know, the experience of college, you're exactly right. You've got to enjoy that. Take all of that in. Get in and get out as quickly and efficiently as you can, but take every moment that's available to you. So, well, I'll tell you what, Jared, unless you're going to be able to figure out how to get my title, something that has experience in it, Destry, take that down in notes. We've got to find the chief experience officer title over here. I don't know what that looks like, but
just take it.
I figure if you sign it enough like that actually makes it yours. I don't know. I've always heard if you say something three times, the word's yours forever. I'll use that in my title from now on. Yeah, so
it might confuse some people.
Internally, it's going to make for a lot of fun over the next couple of hours as they see I've changed my title. So, well, is there anything else that you can add? Is there anything else that you have potential alumni, if they want to get in contact with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, obviously our website, so ufscalumni.org. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. Our team that oversees our social media content, they're incredibly active. So we're always putting out content on all of those platforms. But I think website, social media is probably the best way to follow what we got going on. New events, upcoming initiatives that we have coming down the road. That's probably the best way to stay connected and stay in touch.
Absolutely. I was looking earlier in the week, over the weekend, I think it was your career center that had posted one of the USC alumni was an intern at our office, and they were spotlighting him. And I saw him. I said, I recognize that guy. And they mentioned what he was graduating in. And I kept thinking, you know, I look at these young people and how smart they are, man. And what they're so many things that they're so good at. And you guys play such a big role in that and getting them together. So, personally, I do appreciate everything that you guys do for the college, for the students that are there, and its families in South Carolina and across the nation. I think the University of South Carolina has kids coming in from all over the place. So we're excited about all of it, excited about where USC is going, where the Alumni Association is going, and more importantly for us, we're really excited about the partnership that we have with you guys. I keep sneaking a peek over there at Laura and keep telling her I'm going to twist this camera. Laura's over with the Alumni Association as well. So she's making sure Jared and I don't say anything completely incorrect over there. So if we needed to stop and start over, she can point the finger at us. But thank you guys so much for what you do.
And I would just say, too, in terms of the partnership, I think one of the reasons we were so excited about it is, you know, in a lot of ways, your mission and our mission just perfectly aligned in terms of wanting to ensure that our students and alumni are set up for the best success once they graduate.
Yeah, I think it's been fun. You know, one of the things I had to mention, I thought I was going to have to sell the sponsorship opportunity with South Carolina Student Loan when we walked into your office. And I think the very first thing that I said was, look, we don't really try to sell loans here. We want to do some fun stuff. And I think there's some partnerships that can benefit both of us. And I'll say this, the experience is much more than I thought it could be, thought it would be. And I'll just see over the next year or two, let's doing some fun things, making sure that students understand where they are, where they're going, and making sure that they have you guys in mind when they're graduating.
We'll make it happen. We're looking forward to it. We're excited about it.
Awesome. Well, if you have any questions for Jared, if you have some emails or concerns or questions for South Carolina Student Loan, feel free to reach out to our staff. Visit our website at scstudentloan.org. We've got great information on our scholarship programs as well. We have a 1K giveaway that we give away $1,000 every month. We've had a couple of winners from the University of South Carolina. So All they have to do is sign up and give a name and an email address so that when Ms. Destre pulls a random name out of the hat, it can be one of those. So take a look at that information. If you're graduating from USC, make sure you get in touch with the Alumni Association. Become a member. You won't regret it. You'll find a family there. So thank you guys for your time, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks.